Zer Empresario Magazine presents Knock, Knock, Is Anyone There? By John Carlos Pujanda. A world is watching us, said the late journalist and driver Pedro Ferris Santa Cruz in its program of the same name for several years now, since 1947 to be exact. Since then, human beings have not stopped searching and sometimes finding extraterrestrial life. NASA even has a department dedicated to this purpose called Project SETI, which means Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, and since 1970 they have tried to find life in others. Planets through electromagnetic signals captured in different radio telescopes without having positive results to date, but we keep looking and I don't know if it's a good idea. We think a little naively that perhaps there exists beyond our galaxy a civilization much more technologically advanced than us, and that when we find it or they find us, thanks to our signals, the first thing they will do after telling us take me to your leader, is to share their technology with us and save us from the self-destruction of our planet. But as I said before, this is a naive and a bit romantic view. In the unlikely event that these beings find us, there is no guarantee that they will be friendly. If it turns out to be true that they are much more technologically advanced than Earthlings, it is most likely that they have also evolved in a similar way to us. And I am not referring to the physical aspect but to the way of surviving and taking advantage of the planet's resources. To give us an idea of how they could act, it is enough to observe how we behave with the least intelligent species on Earth. We keep the most intelligent species after humans, gorillas, baboons, chimpanzees, orangutans in cages and use them for cruel and often useless experiments, and in the best of cases as pets, dogs, cats, birds. We use the most similar beings that we know as food first and then as tools and finally as objects of fun and ornamental items, jackets, shoes, bags and belts. Why should beings much more advanced than us behave differently? We want to believe that their advancement would not only be technological but also immoral, but again, most humans see nothing morally wrong with how we treat our non-human fellow humans on Earth. So why should other beings on another planet act differently? The best case scenario would be that they consider us their equals and share their knowledge and resources with us. But, in the worst and most likely case scenario, their intelligence, size or appearance would not even allow them to understand and identify with us, in the same way that if we see fish or insects, we would probably be treated as raw materials, beasts of burden, material for making bags, jewelry, tools, or food. I imagine the report of the discovery. We have found a planet full of delicious food. On the outside they have no taste, but if you remove their skin, preferably alive, and tear off their limbs, the inside is a delight. The white ones are a bit tasteless, but the dark and yellow ones have an intense and extravagant flavor. They will be the sensation in the galactic market and they are also cheap and abundant. I don't know about you, but just in case, I'm fine with us being the only ones in the universe. Think about it. He who seeks finds. A. Copyright 2024 Grupo Editorial Zer Empresario, all rights reserved. Any opinion expressed in the various contents of this podcast is the responsibility of the person who expresses it and does not necessarily reflect the position of this publishing house.